Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. It is the spring of 2024, and a lot has changed since COVID, and we are here to tell you why you need to make another trip to Disney World. I am Annie Fry, and I'm here with my co-host, Erica Murphy. And Erica, hi.
Hi.
It's good to be back behind the microphone with you.
So good to be back.
Erica is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions. You can contact her with any questions that you have, or if you're looking to book a trip, at erica@magicexpeditions.com, E-R-I-K-A. And like I said, my name is Annie Fry, and I am just a broadcaster who loves to go to Disney World and has a friend who's a travel agent, and we together pretty much know everything that we think there is to know about planning these trips, knowing the questions to ask, and the people to find to give us the answers if we don't have the answers to the questions ourselves. So, Erica, I wonder, what's the repeat that you get for people planning their Disney World trips? Like, how frequently, if someone goes for the first time, do they find themselves going, okay, I'd like to go back? Like, what's the time frame in between those trips?
So typically about a week.
Yeah.
It's like once
on the flight home.
Yeah. Once you're there, it is really hard to leave without having a trip booked. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I'm really excited that they did bring back this year is the bounce back offer. So when you are on property, you have the opportunity to book your trip back at a discounted rate, which is really exciting that they offer you that. But then, and also, you don't have to leave the Magic without having a little bit of pixie dust to look forward to on your next trip. So typically people tend to go, you know, at least once a year, but there's so many different things throughout the year between the Halloween party and the Christmas party and, you know, the different festivals at Epcot. There's people that go two or three different times a year, depending on what your budget allows. So I don't think there's really any right or wrong answer to that. But mm-hmm. I think that typically at least once a year is what, and with as many new things that come out, I mean, you know, you want to see the new stuff.
Well, those are the people who have wised up and understood that planning with a travel agent to go to Disney World is one of the smartest things you can do, because you pay nothing more. There's no extra expense to use Erica to plan your trip. And I can't like officially do this, but I have used her multiple times, and I guarantee 100% of the times I've used her, she's ended up saving me money because she knows the sales or the promos or the discounts that are coming out as soon as they are released, and she's able to help you secure those for your trip. Even as you get closer to the trip, if something comes out and it's a better price, she can help secure that for you. So if you haven't used a travel agent yet, I encourage you to check out Erica at magicexpeditions.com. It's an email. Goes directly to her. Or if you have a travel agent, you know the value of this, and we encourage you to check out maybe planning a new Disney World trip with them soon, especially if you haven't been since COVID. So we thought that a good conversation to bring this back and make the Pixie Dust podcast fresh again was to discuss the many, many things that have been new or reopened or refreshed since COVID. Because Erica, I think there are a lot of people who maybe took a 2-year trip or a 3-year trip as your kids get older, or as you go back to reminisce, And I think a lot of people put some of that on hold post-COVID because there was such an incremental reopening and things were modified.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much, I think, full, like with the opening of 1900 Park Fair.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like the last,
I think that's the last thing, yeah,
COVID closure that hadn't reopened, and that reopened here in the spring of 2024. So when you think about new things that you've heard about, experienced, whatever, since Disney World has reopened since COVID, what are the big things that come to mind?
I mean, obviously the big ones like Tron, I think, was one of the most anticipated openings out of all the parks.
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredible. You know, and even thinking back as far as Galaxy's Edge was just fresh, you know, with COVID. So
Galaxy's Edge was a 2019.
Yes.
So it kind of like,
it lost its kind of luster there because it paused for a minute.
And then,
you know,
when you reopen, things aren't exactly the same. But I think a lot of people think of those brand new big things that open.
Mm-hmm.
You might go back the year it opens and you might not, depending on who you're with and traveling with, you might not wait out the big new openings because it's too crowded or whatever. So you might go the second time you go around and visit Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
And that did kind of take a kick in the pants because of COVID.
It did. And then they had the hotel experience that opened up right after.
Yeah, you can't book that now.
No.
that's going to be
something come and gone. You know, but just those, it's funny how much has changed since COVID. And now that we're sitting here 4 years later and now talking about things that have come and gone like since then, which is, it's kind of interesting to think of, where are we going to be 6 months from now, a year from now, even from then. And they do these kind of sneak peeks with D23, you know, where they announce all of the new things that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of new stuff coming out in 2024. But I think the next couple years they're really going to ramp up the parks.
Yeah, they have to. They've got competition mm-hmm. in Central Florida, which is good. I love the competition. The more the merrier, because the better your competition is getting, the better you have to be, and the better for all of us who want to take our families and enjoy a nice trip in these parks and experience brand new things. I got a list here. So if you haven't been to Disney World since COVID, in Magic Kingdom, the big ones that come to mind, you mentioned Tron.
Mm-hmm.
I've ridden Tron maybe 5 or 6 times. It's incredible. The whole experience, I feel like it actually makes Tomorrowland feel like maybe it's existing now and tomorrow. I can't wait until they refresh that whole area.
Yeah.
But if you're nostalgic, which if you've listened to this podcast before, Erica is a Disney World lifer. Is that correct? Lifer?
An understatement, but yeah.
Yes. When we're talking about like Walt Disney's original intent, Erica is mm-hmm. the person to bring that all to life. I wanted nothing to do with and had nothing to, I think I went in like 1991 once, and it was part of a Central Florida trip. So we were not like Disney people growing up. My family went in 2018. We decided we were going to take our 3 kids at the time on the Disney World trip. Check the box, move on. And we have not missed a year since. And we are the people who go back multiple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But Tron was a huge addition to bring Tomorrowland into tomorrow, I think, a little bit. Tiana's Bayou Adventure,
mm-hmm.
Opening this spring, summer.
Yeah, I'm trying, you know, of course, obviously, trying to scour all the blogs and have cast member insights of, we've heard that they're testing it now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hopeful that it's going to be early summer.
I'm planning a July trip, and I expect it's second half of July.
Yeah.
I'm expecting that it's going to be open by then.
Yeah.
The railroad has reopened. Mm-hmm. They had to close it down for the construction of Tron, and they redid some stuff. And then we were kind of joking about Happily Ever After is new, but it was there. And then they mm-hmm. shut it down and put Enchantment in as the nighttime spectacular. And now Happily Ever After is back. And I am
rightfully
so excited
so.
About it.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Studios, you mentioned Galaxy's Edge, which is a Star Wars fan's dream.
Mm-hmm.
Great experiences there with Rise of the Resistance, which is the ride unlike any other at Disney World. Smuggler's Run, which is how you can fly the Millennium Falcon, a whole bunch of character experiences. There's a ton there. Very immersive if you're the Star Wars person. I'm not, but I have somebody in my family who is. So we dive into that. They've refreshed Star Tours multiple times.
Yeah.
And that's still there. And then Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, I checked the date on this, and it was open for like 10 days, and then they closed down the whole smoking thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the very first attraction in all of Disney World that has featured Mickey and Minnie, which is crazy that after all this time, that's
took that long.
It took that long, yeah. And then it kind of got the wind knocked out of its
sail. I am a rare animal in that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway may be my all around favorite attraction at Disney World.
Yeah. Did you do Great Movie Ride?
No. Well, yeah. I can't. In 91, maybe.
Yeah.
I think every once in a while I've like watched them ride throughs on YouTube.
Yeah.
And there are things that I saw that I'm like, I think that that was in my imagination, but maybe that came from the Great Movie Ride.
Casablanca.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here, this is where Disney is speaking to you lifers. I'm new and I'm like, I love the shiny, fun Mickey and Minnie things.
Yeah.
I just love it because it's the most exciting ride I think you can take in with the whole family.
I agree.
And I have a 2-year-old and I have a 14-year-old and I got two in between. So everybody likes it. The grandparents go, they love it as well. So that's brand new, a must do. Woody's Roundup Barbecue.
Andy's coming.
That's a new restaurant in Hollywood Studios. And then real quick over to Epcot. There's a ton. Like Epcot has resurged as a absolute must do attraction for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. And still coming.
Park, yes.
Yeah.
Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute ride track.
Yeah.
Very immersive is an overused word, but it's also the right one. So if you like Ratatouille, the movie, it really serves you well. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is the best roller coaster at Walt Disney World. Fight me. If you don't think so, you can reach out to us on the Pixie Dust podcast on Facebook and tell us why I'm wrong. I've ridden it many times and every time is a unique experience.
Yeah.
And it's just like when everybody gets off of that ride and goes,
What just happened?
I've never experienced anything like that. So if you're a roller coaster person, I mean, like, this is a roller coaster person's roller coaster.
Yeah.
Which is not always the Disney World way.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic.
But I think they do a really good job of having the storyline going along with it, that it's not just, oh, let's see if we can make you sick or how, you know, crazy we can do this. Like, they do the music is incredible. The theming is incredible. Like, Disney still has that immersive touch to it that they do a really good job of the balance.
Mm-hmm. The other one at Epcot that just released here recently within the last year, so it's very, very fresh, is Journey of Water, the Moana attraction at Epcot. And I've walked through this with my family. It was January, so it wasn't like, ooh, water, Florida, sun. It was January. It was cold.
Yeah.
So we went through it at nighttime, but it was still amazing. And it's a must do. So this is just a little quick deep dive. Animal Kingdom doesn't have much going on fresh since COVID right now, but they are in the middle of a huge, huge renovation that will bring a lot of new attractions to your family. If you're planning now and you're thinking, okay, it's time to plan back, but maybe you want to go in 2025 or plan out. So Erica, talk to me about some great deals that are available for people who are interested in just, if I want to dip my toe in the water and find out what might it cost to take a trip for this much time at this resort with tickets, maybe off property with tickets and dining reservations, talking budgets, but also what it takes to secure that reservation.
Yeah. So there are a ton of promotions out right now that go, you know, this summer, this early spring, all the way through October. So if you're looking to start planning for next fall, fall break, that kind of things, there's up to 30% off for packages for room stays through October 3rd, which is really great. The thing that I love about Disney, too, is that if you already have a reservation on booked, that a promotion comes out that is applicable, we can grab that promotion for you and apply it to your reservation. So
Erica's literally saved me hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I was going to say 4 figures worth of money, and I don't know if that is untrue, because you grabbed free dining for us one time.
I think that was, yeah, and that was definitely over $1,000.
It felt like I won the lottery and got to go to Disney World. But I would never have been able to do that if I wouldn't have been working with Erica, so which is why I say it doesn't cost you anything to work with Erica, but it will save you money if money is to be saved.
Yeah. And the thing that I really like about them, too, is that it's only a $200 deposit to put down for your reservation, and there's no change fees or anything. So I have a couple people, they have only released dates through 2025 at this point. So
all the way December 2025?
December 2025, yeah.
So you can book your Christmas 2025 trip.
Exactly. And I have people that actually want to go in 2026, and they want to start putting it on layaway, so to speak. They want to start paying for it now. So we booked them for late December so that they can start making payments. So they have the $200 deposit. They're making payments. So when the 2026 dates open, I can just transfer the funds to
modify the trip
and modify it so that they can pay $100 per paycheck and have it paid off by 2026 and not. And that's the way that their family can do Disney. So, you know, that's what I like when I work with people is just seeing what works for them, what works for their family, whether it's staying off property, staying on property. You know, there's so many different options. There's ticket packages that are out right now if you're looking to stay off property. There's room reservations. So really it just depends on what your family, what works best for you, and kind of seeing what we can customize for you guys.
That's awesome. Well, she is Erica Murphy, and you can email her at Erica, that's E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Erica at magicexpeditions.com. You can also connect to us on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. And if you send a direct message to the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page, it comes directly to us. And I love getting those messages. I can always forward those to Erica. She can read those messages as well. So if you got a question and you just want to know what it's like to book, or, you know, when might be a best time to go, start the conversation. We would love to have you. It costs you nothing. You don't want to miss it. So those are some things that have happened at Disney World since COVID and since everything has reopened. Maybe got the juices flowing for you to consider booking a trip here in the near future, or maybe even going into 2026. We are excited to talk to you, so please reach out to us. We appreciate you listening to this episode of the Pixie Dust Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, and until next time, we'll see you real soon.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. It is the spring of 2024, and a lot has changed since COVID, and we are here to tell you why you need to make another trip to Disney World. I am Annie Fry, and I'm here with my co-host, Erica Murphy. And Erica, hi.
Hi.
It's good to be back behind the microphone with you.
So good to be back.
Erica is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions. You can contact her with any questions that you have, or if you're looking to book a trip, at erica@magicexpeditions.com, E-R-I-K-A. And like I said, my name is Annie Fry, and I am just a broadcaster who loves to go to Disney World and has a friend who's a travel agent, and we together pretty much know everything that we think there is to know about planning these trips, knowing the questions to ask, and the people to find to give us the answers if we don't have the answers to the questions ourselves. So, Erica, I wonder, what's the repeat that you get for people planning their Disney World trips? Like, how frequently, if someone goes for the first time, do they find themselves going, okay, I'd like to go back? Like, what's the time frame in between those trips?
So typically about a week. It's like once
on the flight home.
Yeah, once you're there, it is really hard to leave without having a trip booked. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I'm really excited that they did bring back this year is the bounce back offer. So when you are on property, you have the opportunity to book your trip back at a discounted rate, which is really exciting that they offer you that. But then also, you don't have to leave the Magic without having a little bit of pixie dust to look forward to on your next trip. So typically people tend to go, you know, the at least once a year, but there's so many different things throughout the year between the Halloween party and the Christmas party and, you know, the different festivals at Epcot. There's people that are go two or three different times a year, depending on what your budget allows. So I don't think there's really any right or wrong answer to that. But mm-hmm. I think that typically at least once a year is what, and with as many new things that come out, I mean, you know, you want to see the new stuff.
Well, those are the people who have wised up and understood that planning with a travel agent to go to Disney World is one of the smartest things you can do, because you pay nothing more. There's no extra expense to use Erica to plan your trip. And I can't like officially do this, but I have used her multiple times, and I guarantee 100% of the times I've used her, she's ended up saving me money, because she knows the sales or the promos or the discounts that are coming out as soon as they are released, and she's able to help you secure those for your trip. Even as you get closer to the trip, if something comes out and it's a better price, she can help secure that for you. So if you haven't used a travel agent yet, I encourage you to check out Erica at magicexpeditions.com. It's an email. Goes directly to her. Or if you have a travel agent, you know the value of this, and we encourage you to check out maybe planning a new Disney World trip with them soon, especially if you haven't been since COVID. So we thought that a good conversation to bring this back and make the Pixie Dust podcast fresh again was to discuss the many, many things that have been new or reopened or refreshed since COVID. Because Erica, I think there are a lot of people who maybe took a 2-year trip or a 3-year trip as your kids get older, or as you go back to reminisce. And I think a lot of people put some of that on hold post COVID because there was such an incremental reopening and things were modified.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much, I think, full, like with the opening of 1900 Park Fair.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like the last,
I think it was the last thing? Yeah.
COVID closure that hadn't reopened, and that reopened here in the spring of 2024. So when you think about new things that you've heard about, experienced, whatever, since Disney World has reopened since COVID, what are the big things that come to mind?
I mean, obviously the big ones, like Tron, I think was one of the most anticipated openings out of all the parks.
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredible. You know, and even thinking back as far as Galaxy's Edge was just fresh, you know, with COVID. So
Galaxy's Edge was a 2019,
yes.
So it kind of like,
it lost its kind of luster there because it paused for a minute.
And then,
you know,
when you reopen, things aren't exactly the same. But I think a lot of people think of those brand new big things that open.
Mm-hmm.
You might go back the year it opens, and you might not, depending on who you're with and traveling with, you might not wait out the big new openings because it's too crowded or whatever. So you might go the second time you go around and visit Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
And that did kind of take a kick in the pants because of COVID.
It did. And then they had the hotel experience that opened up right after.
Yeah, you can't book that now.
No.
that's going to be
something come and gone. You know, but just those, it's funny how much has changed since COVID. And now that we're sitting here 4 years later and now talking about things that have come and gone like since then, which is, it's kind of interesting to think of, where are we going to be 6 months from now, a year from now, even from then. And they do these kind of sneak peeks with D23, you know, where they announce all of the new things that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of new stuff coming out in 2024. But I think the next couple years they're really going to ramp up the parks.
Yeah, they have to. They've got competition mm-hmm. in Central Florida, which is good. I love the competition. The more the merrier, because the better your competition is getting, the better you have to be, and the better for all of us who want to take our families and enjoy a nice trip in these parks and experience brand new things. I got a list here. So if you haven't been to Disney World since COVID, in Magic Kingdom, the big ones that come to mind, you mentioned Tron.
Mm-hmm.
I've ridden Tron maybe 5 or 6 times. It's incredible. The whole experience, I feel like it actually makes Tomorrowland feel like maybe it's existing now and tomorrow. I can't wait until they refresh that whole area.
Yeah.
But if you're nostalgic, which if you've listened to this podcast before, Erica is a Disney World lifer. Is that correct? Lifer?
An understatement, but yeah.
Yes. when we're talking about like Walt Disney's original intent, Erica is mm-hmm. the person to bring that all to life. I wanted nothing to do with and had nothing to, I think I went in like 1991 once, and it was part of a Central Florida trip. So we were not like Disney people growing up. My family went in 2018. We decided we were going to take our three kids at the time on the Disney World trip. Check the box, move on. And we have not missed a year since. And we are the people who go back multiple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But Tron was a huge addition to bring Tomorrowland into tomorrow, I think, a little bit. Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Opening this spring, summer.
Yeah. I'm trying, you know, of course, obviously, trying to scour all the blogs and have cast member insights of, we've heard that they're testing it now. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful that it's going to be early summer.
I'm planning a July trip, and I expect it's second half of July. Yeah. I'm expecting that it's going to be open by then.
Yeah.
The railroad has reopened. Mm-hmm. They had to close it down for the construction of Tron, and they redid some stuff. And then we were kind of joking about Happily Ever After is new, but it was there. And then they shut it down and put Enchantment in as the nighttime spectacular. And now Happily Ever After is back. And I am so excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Studios, you mentioned Galaxy's Edge, which is a Star Wars fan's dream.
Mm-hmm.
Great experiences there with Rise of the Resistance, which is the ride unlike any other at Disney World. Smuggler's Run, which is how you can fly the Millennium Falcon, a whole bunch of character experiences. There's a ton there, very immersive if you're the Star Wars person. I'm not, but I have somebody in my family who is, so we dive into that. They've refreshed Star Tours multiple times.
Yeah.
And that's still there. And then Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, I checked the date on this, and it was open for like 10 days, and then they closed down the whole smoking thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the very first attraction in all of Disney World that has featured Mickey and Minnie, which is crazy that after all this time, that's...
It took that long,
yeah. And then it kind of got the wind knocked out of it.
I am a rare animal in that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway may be my all-around favorite attraction at Disney World.
Yeah. Did you do Great Movie Ride?
No. Well, yeah. I can't... In 91, maybe.
Yeah.
I think every once in a while I've like watched them ride throughs on YouTube.
Yeah.
And there are things that I saw that I'm like, I think that was in my imagination, but maybe that came from the Great Movie Ride.
Casablanca.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here, this is where Disney is speaking to you lifers. I'm new and I'm like, I love the shiny, fun Mickey and Minnie things.
Yeah.
I just love it because it's the most exciting ride I think you can take in with the whole family.
I agree.
And I have... a 2-year-old and I have a 14-year-old and I got two in between. So everybody likes it. The grandparents go, they love it as well. So that's brand new, a must do. Woody's Roundup Barbecue.
Andy's coming.
That's a new restaurant in Hollywood Studios. And then real quick over to Epcot. There's a ton. Like Epcot has resurged as a absolute must do attraction for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. And still coming.
Park, yes.
Yeah.
Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute ride track.
Yeah.
Very immersive is an overused word, but it's also the right one. So if you like Ratatouille, the movie, it really serves you well. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is the best roller coaster at Walt Disney World. Fight me. If you don't think so, you can reach out to us on the Pixie Dust podcast on Facebook and tell us why I'm wrong. I've ridden it many times and every time is a unique experience.
Yeah.
And it's just like when everybody gets off of that ride and goes,
What just happened?
I've never experienced anything like that. If you're a roller coaster person, I mean, like this is a roller coaster person's roller coaster.
Yeah.
Which is not always the Disney World way.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic.
But I think they do a really good job of having the storyline going along with it, that it's not just, oh, let's see if we can make you sick or how, you know, crazy we can do this. Like they do, like the music is incredible. The theming is incredible. Like Disney still has that immersive touch to it that they do a really good job of the balance.
Mm-hmm. The other one at Epcot that just released here recently within the last year, so it's very, very fresh, is Journey of Water, the Moana attraction at Epcot. And I've walked through this with my family. It was January, so it wasn't like, ooh, water, Florida, sun. It was January. It was cold.
Yeah.
So we went through it at nighttime, but it was still amazing. And it's a must do. So this is just a little quick deep dive. Animal Kingdom doesn't have much going on fresh since COVID right now, but they're in the middle of a huge, huge renovation that will bring a lot of new attractions to your family. If you're planning now and you're thinking, okay, it's time to plan back, but maybe you want to go in 2025 or plan out. So Erica, talk to me about some great deals that are available for people who are interested in just, if I want to dip my toe in the water and find out what might it cost to take a trip for this much time at this resort with tickets, maybe off property with tickets and dining reservations, talking budgets, but also what it takes to secure that reservation.
Yeah, so there are a ton of promotions out right now that go, you know, this summer, this early spring, all the way through October. So if you're looking to start planning for next fall, fall break, that kind of thing, there's up to 30% off for packages, for room stays through October 3rd, which is really great. The thing that I love about Disney, too, is that if you already have a reservation on booked, mm-hmm. that a promotion comes out that is applicable, we can grab that that promotion for you and apply it to your reservation.
So, Erica has literally saved me hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I was going to say 4 figures worth of money, and I don't know if that is untrue because you grabbed free dining for us
one
time.
I think that was, yeah, and that was definitely over $1,000.
It felt like I won the lottery and got to go to Disney World. But I would never have been able to do that if I wouldn't have been working with Erica, so which is why I say it doesn't cost you anything to work with Erica, but it will save you money if money is to be saved.
Yeah. And the thing that I really like about them, too, is that it's only a $200 deposit to put down for your reservation, and there's no change fees or anything. So I have a couple people, they have only released dates through 2025 at this point. So
all the way December 2025?
December 2025, yeah.
So you can book your Christmas 2025 trip.
Exactly. And I have people that actually want to go in 2026, and they want to start putting it on layaway, so to speak. They want to start paying for it now. So we booked them for late December so that they can start making payments. So they have the $200 deposit. They're making payments. So when the 2026 dates open, I can just transfer the funds to
modify
their new
the
date
trip
and modify it so that they can pay $100 per paycheck and have it paid off by 2026 and not. And that's the way that their family can do Disney. So, you know, that's what I like when I work with people, is just seeing what works for them, what works for their family, whether it's staying off property, staying on property. You know, there's so many different options. There's ticket packages that are out right now if you're looking to stay off property. There's room reservations. So really it just depends on what your family, what works best for you, and kind of seeing what we can customize for you guys.
That's awesome. Well, she is Erica Murphy, and you can email her at Erica, that's E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Erica at magicexpeditions.com. You can also connect to us on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. And if you send a direct message to the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page, it comes directly to us. And I love getting those messages. I can always forward those to Erica. She can read those messages as well. So if you got a question and you just want to know what it's like to book, or, you know, when might be a best time to go, start the conversation. We would love to have you. It costs you nothing. You don't want to miss it. So those are some things that have happened at Disney World since COVID and since everything has reopened, maybe got the juices flowing for you to consider booking a trip here in the near future, or maybe even going into 2026. We are excited to talk to you, so please reach out to us. We appreciate you listening to this episode of the Pixie Dust Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, and until next time, we'll see you real soon.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs.
sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!